Now, China's top oil and gas producer said that overseas operations will take a much larger share of its overall output as the company continues to expand abroad. The China National Petroleum Corp, or the CNPC, produced around 110 million tons of oil equivalent through overseas operations last year. That output accounted for nearly 40% of its total oil and gas output. Revenues from overseas businesses made up 39% of the company's total. The Chinese oil giant staged a shopping spree, we could say, with two major overseas acquisitions in 2012. The company bought a 10.2% stake in a natural gas project for $1.6 US from the Australian mining company BHP Billiton. 2 days later, it paid nearly $2.2 billion to partner with the Canadian natural gas producer Encana to develop shale gas fields in northern British Columbia. The company plans to continue its fast expansion for at least 2 more years. Some media reports suggest the company is now in negotiations to pay $50 billion to buy stakes in a massive oil field in Iraq from ExxonMobil. Well, for more on CNPC's ambitions abroad, we cross live now to CRI's financial commentator, Cao Cao. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we could say CNPC splashing out on these oil and gas field stakes seems unstoppable at this moment in time. So what's enabled them to do this, and why are they having such a large appetite for it at the moment?
Well, a lot of these oil companies are flush with cash. That's the most significant thing because, you know, 10 years ago, oil price was about $20 a barrel. Today, it hovers around $100 a barrel. So the oil price has more than quadrupled, right? And this basically, and the cost of production for oil, for a barrel of oil, is about $70 a barrel. So that makes it very profitable for a lot of oil companies to operate today. And another significant thing is that China has invest a lot of its foreign exchange reserves in U.S. Treasuries. And they basically made the decision that they want to diversify their foreign exchange reserves. That's why they created the Sovereign Wealth Fund, and they want to use part of their forex reserves to help these state-owned enterprises to acquire some assets abroad. And so this shopping spree actually started more than 5 years ago. It's really part of the broader move by the Chinese state-owned enterprises to become, you know, globally competitive.
Yes.
So they received a lot of help from the Chinese government as well.
Well, I'm going to say they're not alone here, of course. Their arch rivals at home have been making moves as well. We're talking about Sinuk in particular with their Nexen takeover. Now, how will these overseas acquisitions help to shape the domestic market landscape, do you think?
Well, I think it would just help the help China to secure the supply of energy. You know, China has been developing very fast, and oil is just a very crucial ingredient in running Chinese economy. You know, imports account for about 60% of China's oil supply, and it will continue to go up as China develop its middle class. You know, the oil demand would explode in the coming decade. So all these, you know, acquisitions abroad just help to diversify the source of the energy imports. You know, China does not want to completely rely on, you know, Iran or Venezuela for its oil supply, you know, because, you know, all these regions are politically unstable. So, wow. You know, a more diversified supply of oil is good for China.
I was going to say, because there are reports that they're eyeing the massive oil fields in Iraq, looking for an acquisition possibly from Exxon. I mean, these are geopolitical moves here. There are security risks involved, surely. What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, it's very risky, but I think it's not as risky as, you know, investing in U.S. treasuries. You know, that just says a lot about the security of, you know, investing in U.S. Treasury bonds. I think anything that the Chinese do with its foreign exchange reserves is better than investing in U.S. Treasuries, because it's, you know, that would be completely, you know, wasted. You know, so, you know, Iraq might be a geopolitical mm-hmm. risky place, but so is Libya, so is, you know, other regions in the Middle East. So, again, it just represents a more diversified, you know, source of energy imports.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you, Cao Cao. That's CRI's financial commentator.